Yo,
Yo,
Jimmy Gaffrey
what's
building.
happening?
What's going on, brother?
Oh man, chilling, chilling.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to His Digital Radio. I'm your host, Jonathan R&B Bully, aka Andre Marcellus, and we got co-host Jimmy Got Racks on the line, waiting on our other co-host, Sandy Sweet, Sassy Sandy, to check in. But what's good, Jimmy? What's been going on, man?
Oh man, everything just got back in from out of town, you know.
Uh-oh. What went on? What went on? You was out fishing or something?
No, had my little lady friend and we went out of town. We went to see the fam.
Okay. Hold on once. Hold that thought. We got Sassy Sandy on the line. How are you, Sandy?
I'm good, thanks. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's happening? Nothing.
Nothing. You sound a little tired, Sandy. You okay?
I'm tired.
Tired.
I had to take my dog to church today.
To church.
Man, it's the Feast of St. Francis, and you know, they were out there blessing them dogs, okay?
Are
My
you
dog.
serious?
Yeah, we don't miss a year. Except for last year, we did miss when the Catholic Church was doing it. So we went to see the rabbi, and he did bless the dog. So yeah, the dog is covered because times are hard and he doesn't have a job. And so I needed all the extra help we can get from St. Francis for the dog. So yes, there you go. True story.
My goodness. Okay, so you say that the dog got pretty. Did he get like,
Holy water.
did they
Yes, they
throw
blessed
holy
him.
water on him?
Yes, blessed him, made the sign of the cross, and we said amen. He got a
Did they give
sticker for being a good pup, and we drove
wow.
off.
Wow. So he don't get the little cracker thing or nothing. Is this Catholic church? Did he get the cracker and the little wine? Or how did that work?
No, there was no communion today because
Right.
it was a drive-through. It was a drive-through because of Corona.
Ladies and
And
gentlemen, please. She just told us she took her dog to church and got him prayed for. If anybody out there has ever done this, please send us an email, hisdigitalradio@gmail.com, because I really want to know more about this. This is like, I've never heard of this before in my life, Sandy. I ain't gonna lie. I've never heard nobody
if you're
taking a
first
dog to church.
in it,
listen, this is a true story. Expect the unusual from me, please, at all times.
Oh my God. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a toy poodle, Tag.
Oh.
You've never seen Tag before, right? Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, cutie pie.
Okay. And so he had a good time, I'm assuming.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you get him some doggy treats on the way home?
Oh yeah, he had some treats. Yeah, he had, a couple of little chicken sticks and stuff.
Oh,
He was cool.
okay.
Did you go to Starbucks and get a puppuccino?
A puppuccino.
Buddy? A puppuccino? Jimmy.
Look, no, for real. I got a Yorkie. Got two Yorkies. Had two Yorkies, and we would get them a puppuccino from Starbucks.
What's a puppuccino?
It's pretty much just a cup of whipped cream.
Oh, okay. No Starbucks. But we did go buy Panko chicken and he ate a piece of chicken.
Oh
Okay, so
shit.
there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going really left right now. I did not expect this, but this is great. This is great.
Here we
First of all,
are.
let me ask you guys, how do I sound? Because I got on some headphones I'm trying out. How do they sound? Does it sound
Sound the
clear?
same. Yeah, you sound the same.
How I sound, Sam?
Sounds pretty good. I know last week I had some sound issues, so maybe I need to get some headphones
Yeah, but
to
you guys
listen.
sound really clear through these headphones.
Okay.
Okay, before you came in, excuse me, Sandy, Jimmy was telling us about his extraordinary weekend. So So we're going to let him go into that and finish telling us about his weekend. Start over, Jimmy. You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, bear with us, but Sandy Sweet needs to know from the beginning. So start from the beginning, Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, really, we just went out of town, went to go see the fam.
Right.
Came back. We went and stopped at the Atlanta Fair real quick, and that was that. That was my weekend.
Right. Notice the excitement in his voice, ladies and gentlemen. Notice the excitement. He's on probably 50 billion past his normal you dig, you know what I'm saying?
The chill, real chill.
That's what's up. So what's the fair? When you say the fair with the
like a carnival.
Okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
Okay.
Did you have any deep fried Oreos?
No, actually.
Oreos.
I had elephant ear.
What's that?
It's this flat piece of donut.
Mm.
Yeah, with the powdered sugar on it and stuff. Mm.
Yeah, I've heard people mention the elephant ear thing, but
yeah,
you know, I say this respectfully, but I always thought that was like a white person thing, so I never really. I never really have.
When you taste it, you're like, okay.
Right.
Are you a dirt racist?
No, but I mean, I'm basically around black people.
I don't eat white people.
No, I'm around black people majority of the time, and nobody I went to a carnival with or nothing else said, hey, let's get an elephant here. No, I don't know what that is. I'm just telling you the truth.
Wait. When they say it like that, hey, let's get
it out. I mean, maybe, never mind. I never had an elephant ear. Never had one.
Oh gosh.
Okay, so a lot of dumb mess has been going on. And a lot of things have just popped up today, people. So we like really on point. We got a few topics that just recently happened.
Right.
But, you know, we're going to go, I'm going to start off saying, you know, basically what we're going to touch on. And then, you know, like we normally do, ladies and gentlemen, then we'll decide where we're going to go first. One of the topics we got, and I don't know what the showrunner is going to be yet. I guess I'll judge it by, you know, whatever the conversation is. But the first topic is the president has COVID-19. So I don't, and I'm saying that like that because I don't know if I'm going to put a question mark after it. You know what I'm saying? Or exclamation point. I'm not really sure yet. But that's one of the topics. The president has COVID-19. Then Black China, that's our next topic. She walks off a no jumper in the middle of the interview. Got to talk about that. Sandy, did you hear about that?
No, I don't like her.
I mean, that's kind of the consensus, but we got to talk about it because she just walked off. I saw it. Insane. But, okay, then we have, which I just heard, per Tasha K, Megan Thee Stallion story. Now, I'm just going to tell you if there's an update on the Megan Thee Stallion story. Have you heard it, Sandy?
No.
Okay. Me and Jimmy just talked behind the scenes. I literally just watched it. We were behind the scenes talking, and I just watched a little clip that Tasha K did, so I'll just pop that in. And then you sent me multiple things that you felt like we should touch on, so we'll have you quarterback those, and we'll get it popping. So, where you guys want to start?
Let's leave the president last. That's really a big topic.
Right.
And we really, it's a lot to unpack with that. And it's pretty much serious. Right. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what you guys want to talk about? Black China?
No China. Yeah. Let's talk about no China.
No China.
I mean, black.
No China, Black China, somebody's China.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, since I seen it, I mean, she sat down, no jumper, and I already know, you know, I hear like, you know, a different consensus on what people feel about Adam 22. But I have to be fair and say he wasn't even on no sideways type stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He was really asking the right questions that I feel like people wanted to know. And she was very defensive.
Oh.
Very defensive. To the point where, you know, I guess one of the people on her team or something or somebody was saying Adam 22 bathroom was nasty. She was taking shots at him like that. And then she was like, you keep asking me these questions about these people, you know, in different relationships. I want to talk about my music. But respectfully, you know, let's just keep it real. Nobody wants to know about her music. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So at the end of the day, he just kept asking like all of the hard questions. And she just sat there like, you know, it made me feel like she was trying to be like very intelligent and very business minded and very focused. That's the persona she was trying to give off. But knowing her history, I think people took it as like, we don't even know you to be this person. You need to be this person from the reality shows and always in crazy situations and this, that, and the third. That's what we want to hear. We want to hear about the Kardashians and da 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 da.
Right.
So it basically went left. So what do you guys think about her even being up there in the first place? I mean, just like everybody seems to be saying, it's like nobody wants to know about your music, and that's really the only thing you want to talk about. So why did you even go on there if you weren't going to answer no real questions?
Right.
So, again, I say, what do you guys think? I mean, it was crazy to me.
Sandy, you want to go ahead, or you want me to go?
Go ahead, well, Jimmy.
I honestly didn't even know she did music. I don't really kind of follow her personally.
Right.
You know, all I know her for is Tiger's baby mama and the Kardashian baby mama. She's a baby mama, right. Baby, you know. So I don't really know nothing else. And I mean, that is sort of her claim to fame, being the right. Baby mama of, you know, these guys or what have you. So, you know, her walking off,
you're breaking up a little bit. Make sure you're talking to the microphone, brother.
Yeah, I'd say that her walking off, it just kind of made her look kind of, I guess, a little low.
Okay.
Because, you know, I mean, you're known for this. So if he asks you questions about this, I mean, why not answer them?
Right.
But then,
right.
You know, okay, you know, when you feel to plug your music in, plug it in at the right time.
Right, right.
Be professional and go to an interview with, you know, an open mind, I guess.
Okay. What you think, Sandy?
Well, I don't know. I don't know enough about her. I don't really want to. I don't care. But maybe she's trying to rebrand herself. And what I did read was that Adam asked her, would she make music with Soulja Boy? And that kind of triggered her. Okay. So I don't even know why she would be mad about it, because if she's trying to make music and she has some kind of way in, she should take it. She takes everything else that comes by her. She's an opportunist.
Right.
So why not make music with Soulja Boy? Nobody telling you to do anything else. If that's your way in, because has anybody heard her?
No.
Oh, okay.
And he even asked her, like, because she does something on Instagram, like, you can get a FaceTime for like $900 or something. And he was asking her, like, how does that work? You know, and like, how much would you charge me? And she was like, well, I wouldn't charge you nothing. And then he started laughing. He said, I don't think that's, you know, I don't think that's true. But anyway, he was trying to get to the bottom of that. And I think that's kind of what started her to getting upset before the Soulja Boy thing. But just like you said, Sandy, and I think like we all feel, I mean, nobody wants to hear nothing about your music because nobody's listening, for real. So at the end of the day, just answer the questions, and then maybe answering the other questions will further them being interested in hearing your music. Maybe. I don't know.
Right.
And I say that respectfully. Because, you know, that's really the thing. Nobody knows you of doing music. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think they quite take it serious. So,
right. And if you're trying to rebrand, you know, don't come in right. being a diva.
Right.
That's not how you rebrand.
Right. She came in like, you know, like you were listening to Janet Jackson and had to do an interview. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it was just odd knowing her from her history that she would be that soft-spoken. I think it threw people off. That's just my opinion.
Right.
Well, she can be that, but like I said, you know, if you're trying to start something new, you want people to know about it. Getting mad and walking off is not informing us. We're not going to know about your new music or your talent when you do that.
Right. True that. True that. All right. Well, let me talk to the people for a second. We're going to take a little quick sponsorship break. Again, go to Andre's Kitchen. If you go there, by the time you hear this, it's not there. So I'm glad I put out a disclaimer in the episode that there will be glitches and there will be things that will go wrong. And I definitely had a glitch today to where I had a problem with uploading the video. So I have my engineer right now. He's working to fix that. So maybe by the time you guys hear this, it'll be up. If not, it'll be up shortly after. But just had to put that out there. Andre's Kitchen on YouTube. Make sure you go check that out. Also, Hits Digital Entertainment Global is looking for interns. Now, you can intern for the radio station. You can intern for the label. Or you can intern for the film division of the company. But feel free to hit us up at hitsdigitalradio@gmail.com or hitsdigitalaccess@gmail.com. And you can send in somewhat of a resume. Make sure you send a picture because, you know, just please send a picture too. And yeah, hit us up. And this is a paid internship after 60 to 90 days. Let me say that again. Let it sink in. This is a paid internship after 60 to 90 days. Now, if you're listening, you're probably saying, well, why is it after 60 to 90 days? Because we don't know you. That's why. We have no idea who you are. And we don't know if you're going to come in and actually do your job. We do not know. So we, you know, and we vibe off energy around here. So we want to know that everything is going to be all as well. And we're going to all get along. You're going to do your job. And everything is 100. So that's why it's after 60 to 90 days. Okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, back to the show. All right. Sandy, you say you had sent me some stuff. You want to touch on that? You want to go ahead and quarterback that now?
Yeah, a little bit about this story. LL Cool J slams Kanye for urinating on a Grammy Award.
Right. I mean,
so he did that, huh?
Right. I mean, I saw the clip on Instagram, but I guess I'm gonna give my take early. It's his Grammy,
right?
Who gives a shit what he does with it? I don't care.
Yeah,
he could have took a dump on it. Who cares? It's his. I mean, that's just how I feel. I mean, I don't know what you guys feel, but it's his. So what? I don't care.
Yes, he is.
If I was the head of the Grammy Commission, I might be a little sick. You know what I'm saying? I might be a little, excuse me, pissed off, but I don't care.
Right. Right.
What about you, Sandy?
Hey, I don't care one way or the other, but LL Cool J, shout out to James Tide from Hollis. He didn't like it. He thought it was being disrespectful towards the trophy and what it represents.
Right.
Like, what does it represent for Black people?
Right.
See, these white people need to stop looking at the applause and accolades from white people.
Right.
Because, okay, first of all, they're running in record companies. They're running you. They're getting a lion's share of the money. It's all about them. So they hand you a piece of trophy, a little something made out of some kind of metal alloy. I don't know
right.
if it's gold or not. But they hand that to you, and you're supposed to revere that. When are black people going to stop falling for idol gods? When are we going to stop? He went to pee on it. He peed on it. Was that stupid? Probably, because just the optics of that and being that stupid. You know, have some decorum, Kanye. But, hey, it wasn't that serious to me. Yes, the Grammy Awards are held in high esteem and everything, but to me, I just really feel like black people need to stop looking to these white companies and executives to prove right. their worth.
So you feel like LL Cool J was really in not in his right position to say that then?
I feel that he expressed his feelings about it just like I am. He really reveres the award. He thinks it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hey, that's how he feels, more power.
Right.
Just like he feels that way, he can't tell Kanye how to feel. Kanye is crazy. Yes, we do know that. And not saying crazy with a mental illness, but just does things to get a rise out of people sometimes.
Right.
That's what Kanye does. He's provocative.
Right.
So you got to know this.
Yeah.
You got to know that this, you know, some of the record, the people in the record industry, at the end of the day, all they have is Grammys. They have no money.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm speaking on an inside tip.
Yeah.
So what is that really worth?
Right.
You've got a bunch of Grammys, but yet you're trying to get that food stamp card and you over here living hand to mouth. What does it all mean?
Right, right.
So let's stop worshiping idols and let's start, you know, thinking really more about ourselves and our talents and the people that really, really, really hold us to high esteem.
Well, maybe that was Kanye denouncing that idol by urinating on it.
Maybe he was. That's right. Maybe he was, you know. But like I said, LL felt this kind of way, and we all entitled to our opinions. Kanye showed us what he was doing, and LL said right. what he felt.
Hmm.
But my opinion is, Kanye, don't do that stuff in public. But yes, let's not, you know, worship idols.
Pee on it in private.
Yeah, do that at home. This can let you pee on things at the house.
Oh my God. What you think,
oh
Jimmy?
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel like, you know, LL, mind your business. Let that man pee on whatever he got. If he wanna pee on everything but the dogs, then let him do. Let him be.
Right. Long as he ain't peeing on underage girls.
Right.
Boom. You know what I'm saying? Pow.
Oh.
Bones ain't peeing on underage girls. It shouldn't matter, right?
Exactly.
Okay. I guess we're finished with that, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been done.
What else did you have, Sandy?
Well, I was reading a little bit about Cardi B
mm-hmm.
being slammed for not having another hit out.
Mm-hmm.
And she's feeling like, you know, they only do that to women.
Mm-hmm.
And they talking about she's a flop. I don't understand how she's a flop. That WAP thing is took over.
Right.
WAP is now in the vocabulary of America.
Right. Well,
they have made WAP stand for everything. Okay.
Right.
So she's part of pop culture.
Right.
I don't feel like she needs to put an album out every other day. Give the woman a break.
Right, right. Well, let me say this. Well, I'm going to just speak a little bit to it from a whole nother perspective of where I think the world is at. Because I think that has a lot mm-hmm. to do with it. people feel like if you don't put out a record in a month, you're old anyway.
Hmm.
True.
So
microwave.
Yeah. So they want her to consistently just basically the people want to suck you dry. If you know what I'm saying, they want you to put out as much music and they want to consume it and as much as they can in abundance. And if you don't, they'll look directly to the next person, and then they could just have put out a record and then now they're better than you.
Wow.
And that's just how it goes now. So if you're not consistent with the music and you sit back, like WAP is what, how old? Barely 60 days?
Yep.
Maybe. And now they looking at her like she ain't put out no music. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's the same way we do our black artists, R&B, hip hop for the most part. When we age in R&B, you become irrelevant. Now you age in pop or rock and roll, and like you still have great rock bands that are still touring and they old as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody and they still fill seats. If it wasn't COVID-19 right now, they could still fill arenas right now. And nobody and their audience ain't calling them old. We the only culture that does that.
Well, Frankie Beverly still does it and makes us sing the songs. So
yeah, but he's one of few.
And he hasn't made a record since I was two.
Right. But you got those artists. Hits. I mean, but for the most part, every other artist just get tossed to the side. Like, you know, I hate to even bring this up, but I heard this on somebody's podcast. Alexander O'Neal did a live or some type of live stream concert. And they say this man was horrible.
Mm.
Everybody I heard said, oh, he was trash. And oh, he was horrible. I'm like, and I haven't seen it, but I was still like, why would y'all say this about this man? This man is a legend.
Right.
Still.
But maybe he lost it due to his lifestyle.
I mean, maybe, but leave that damn man alone. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever his song is. I mean, leave that man alone. He old now. Why even critique him at this point?
Right.
That's the way I feel. Maybe I'm crazy. Why even critique him? Just be happy he's still here and he able to get up there and do a live stream. Whether it sounds
like
100 or not.
Like Charlie Wilson. I love me some Charlie Wilson. He is really the comeback king. And he's going to sell it out each and every time.
Yeah, because
he doesn't make a new record. Or...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, yeah, he doesn't make a new record very often, but when he does, we love it. So why are they pressuring Cardi?
Exactly. And they really shouldn't be. She just did a song not even 60 days ago. Leave this girl alone. Let her do her. And then she's going through a divorce on top of that. So now y'all want to talk about she ain't released it. When was she supposed to release it? After she filed the papers?
Mm.
Come on. Leave her alone, man.
Yeah.
She, you know, she's not everybody's favorite person, but she's very popular right now, and it ain't going to change because in reality, we need a Cardi B. We need a Cardi B. Let's just keep it real. You might not think you do, but you need a Cardi B.
Right. They're not saying that about Nicki.
Well, nobody gives a shit about Nicki. I say that respectfully.
Yeah, but I think that they have their fans. She has her fans, though, right?
Yeah, she has her fans. But, you know,
they don't say that about Beyonce. Beyonce comes through when she feels like it.
Yeah. Okay, now let me speak to that real quick, people. I don't mean us dragging this out.
Right.
But you make a good point. They don't say this. They don't say that about Beyonce. But the reason why they don't is because Beyonce ain't always out here either.
She's exclusive.
Right. But see, that's what music and entertainment is missing. It's missing the mystique, I can't touch you. That's why she stays in that element. She stays large, like untouchable, because she's not out here letting y'all in her business, showing her how. Have you ever seen Beyonce's house?
No, and that's what it should be. That's in life in general. You should always be seldom seen. People miss you.
And Denzel, yeah, and Denzel said the same thing in acting. He said, "I don't want to be seen unless it's in a movie."
Wow.
And that's what it should be. You don't. We've lost that because of social media. Social media tells us be out there every day. Show yourself. Show us your life. Where do you live? What kind of car do you drive? We want to know. But it's also a devalue thing that's happening. See what I'm saying? It devalues the artist. That's why, speaking back to what Sandy said, that's why they're saying that about Cardi B. Because she stay out here. So they saying, if you stay out here, then stay out here with that music.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out here with that. And I'm off my soapbox. So what's your thought, Jim? I'm off my soapbox now.
I guess it's all been explained. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, both you and Sandy had a point. It's like, basically, you know, leave her alone. Because, hey, you can't expect her to jump out there every blue moon with a hit, and then, you know, when she doesn't, it's like, oh, well, put the music out. But like y'all was saying, that, you know, you gotta have, you know, some type of mysterious, some type of, let's miss you for a minute.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Go kind of like in the blind for a little while, and then people see what, you know, oh, it's missing something. What, Cardi?
Yeah.
So yeah, most definitely, I agree with what y'all saying.
Okay, what else you got, Sandy?
I think that's it for me, but I do want to say, since you brought up social media a little bit, there is mm-hmm. a very interesting documentary on Netflix called The Social Dilemma.
Talk to it.
I want everyone to watch it. If you have Netflix, please. Please watch it. It'll show you how social media is really, really determining a lot of things about you.
Yeah,
and
it's
how
ruined.
You are the product.
Yeah. 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 I watched it last night.
Oh, okay. Right. And so yeah. When I came away from there, I wanted to delete everything.
Yeah. Me too.
I wanted to just scrub my whole life. Okay.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I want everybody to watch it and be mindful. If you don't have Netflix, just do the 30-day trial and cancel. Sorry, Netflix. Don't.
Right.
Please don't hate on me, Netflix. But yeah, it's worth watching. And sometimes when a corporation tells on themselves, you better believe what they're telling you. And then also realize that they're not telling you everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's no anonymity in America or any of the other countries. But since we live here, I'm speaking about America, there's no anonymity here. So if you're not voting because you don't want people to know your social and your address, you're crazy. If you're not filling out the census because you don't want them to know your information, you're crazy. Because every time you click on that Instagram and that Facebook, and I don't care if you call yourself Mookie Mook 22, they know exactly who you are, Mookie.
Yeah.
Okay. So real talk. Please, let's watch this social dilemma and let's come away with it understanding more about what social media is. And maybe we should kind of reserve social media to being something special like we used to when we were on MySpace. We weren't on there all the time. It was only when we had minutes, right? So let's think about that.
Okay. Real tiz out. But yeah, it was a great documentary. You know, kind of scary.
Yeah.
When you really look at it, that we mean nothing to these corporations, nothing. And I don't know if you remember seeing and I don't want to misquote it, but in between scenes, they put up there the only enterprises or corporations, something of that sort, that call their people that use their product users are software companies and illegal drug dealers.
Right.
I was like, what the hell? I never even thought about it like that, but when I saw it, I'm like, that's true.
It is true.
We're being called users.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that, you know, people, let that sink in as we go to another topic.
That's right. Let it sink in. And you know what? Start listening to more podcasts, people. Listen to real energy, real people, real talk, and stop clicking all the time.
Especially on garbage. And I say that respectfully.
Right. Listen to real people talk. Become part of this. Call up.
And again, hit us up, man. hitsdigitalradio@gmail.com. Hit us up. Come on the line. But we got a lot of guests planned. You know, I'm just going to keep it real with y'all. I was really focused on this cooking show today. It threw me off that it wouldn't upload properly. But I'm going to be making announcements about us moving our platform visual. So not only will we be on here, we'll be on our YouTube channel, Hits Digital Radio. And you'll be able to see us clown a fool, you know, and all our little extra antics. But, yeah.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, I just saw this, guys, just literally just minutes before, you know, I hit you guys up and say, hey, let's get ready to go on, blah, blah, blah. But Tasha K was on. And her story was Megan Thee Stallion. So I'm like, what could she be talking about Megan Thee Stallion again? And the new news is, per Tasha K, and I'm going to try to break down the story to the best of my ability, but okay, here's what happened. Megan Thee Stallion's friend, Kelsey, she was supposedly, allegedly, sleeping with Tory Lanez first. Then she caught COVID-19 and had to go into some type of isolation and go away. That's when Megan Thee Stallion starts sleeping with Tory Lanez.
Wow.
Now, let that sink in. So in other words, they were all arguing in the vehicle, allegedly, because of that. And allegedly something happened with some type of weapon and some fragments got into her foot. But per Tasha K, Tory Lanez did not shoot at her. Now, what the hell do y'all think?
I think nothing. Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. You were absolutely awesome last night on Saturday Night Live.
So what? So the fuck what?
Right.
Who cares?
Right.
I didn't even watch it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm more concerned that it looks like she's been lying.
Right.
I'm concerned with that.
That's why I left that alone and went right to last night.
Because that's foul. If you knew that your friend was sleeping with Tory Lanez and then your friend got to go quarantine while she gone, you start screwing Tory Lanez. I got a problem with that. If that's true, I got a problem with that.
Exactly.
Like, oh, these women are sharing men all over the place.
Don't try to make it like it's an okay thing, Sandy. That's not okay.
Hey, listen, that's what they do.
But you know that's not okay.
People, come on, it's man. It's not okay over here, but people doing that kind of thing. That's what they do. They share. See, what happened was, whatever her friend name was, she was talking about how good it was. And see, that's what happened.
Yeah. I believe
girl,
that women talk too much.
Yourself, like your grandmother tell you, don't go telling everybody your business. Okay. You see what
right.
happened.
Right. I can believe that. So I can believe that. Jimmy, what you think about all this buffoonery?
Just what you said, it's buffoonery. Megan
okay.
shouldn't have been messing with that girl, man. Could have found your own.
Are you sniffing coke, Jimmy?
I knew it. Jimmy, you don't have the sniffles, do you? Do we have to quarantine you?
I'm just joking.
Do we have to quarantine you?
Nope. You messed around and got the heebie-jeebies out kicking it this weekend. I pray not.
No.
You okay?
It's the fall weather. It's the fall weather. He's got a little sniffle, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, that's what we.
Jimmy, don't say I'm sticking for you. I'm trying to help you. Talk a little louder.
Jimmy, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Why you sound like that now?
I can't stop it.
Jimmy.
What's up?
What? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Okay, finish what you were saying.
But you don't make me lose my train of thought.
It's just a joke, Jimmy. We're on a podcast, man. We're on a radio show. We're just talking shit. Jimmy's not on coke, ladies and gentlemen.
My God. Please.
Everything is fine. Okay, go ahead, Jimmy. I'm sorry. I was caught up in the, you know, the beauty of a podcast. But go ahead.
What I was saying, I forgot what I was saying. Yeah.
Lord have mercy. I will say this again. Jimmy is not on any kind of a substance. He has a little bit of a cold, and he forgot what he was saying. And Jimmy was saying that Megan shouldn't have been doing what she was doing with her friend.
Right. Right.
And he is 100% right about that. Because that's, how is that your friend, right, Jimmy? Like, exactly. If you.
Most definitely.
Crickets and.
Okay. Very, very awkward silence. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. I guess that's it. Show's on. I guess that's the end of the show. Oh my God. Jimmy, I did not think you would be that shocked. It was just a joke. Okay. Is everybody okay?
I'm not okay. I'm not.
What's wrong with you, Sandy?
I just, you know, listen, I just, the hijinks and the shenanigans on this show is just too much for me.
I mean, we're having a good time. I mean, I didn't mean it in no foul way. I'm having a good time. I'm drinking Bud Ice right now. Shit.
Bud Ice. Is that a
40? No, I wouldn't dare drink it out of a 40, but it is Bud Ice. And I had a six pack earlier, and this is the last one. So yeah.
Okay, so you're right now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for the evening.
No.
Huh? No.
We have to discuss this really important situation with our government right now.
Oh Lord, I almost forgot. Okay.
So we have to stop laughing and stop all this craziness, and we have to discuss this, okay?
Okay, I totally forgot. So would you like to start off? The president, our president, your president, has COVID-19.
Wow.
Okay. So yes, the man in the White House has COVID-19, and for the love of God, this is the most crazy, most distracting thing that's going on right now.
Why am I laughing?
because right. it's a circus. Okay, so they have him at the military facility. He's sitting in his hospital room with a suit on at a desk. He doesn't have one hospital garb. He's not relaxing like he's supposed to, but he's right. sitting there scribbling in his name on paper.
Right.
He knows he's not signing any important documents. He's right. over there doing, like, anybody ever watch The Shining where you see the close-up of what Jack Nicholson was typing?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what he's doing. He's writing his name.
Over and over again.
Yes. Okay. All work and no fun makes Trump a dull boy. That's what he's writing 1,000 times. I will be good. Shit. I will sit down. Okay, because what is he doing? The man has COVID-19, but he doesn't want to appear weak. And he just can't give it up. He cannot right. just take a break. He will not relinquish power to Pence so that he can get the needed rest and treatment that he deserves as a human right. being because right. he wants to show his strength. He even left Walter Reed today and did like a little drive-by to wave at his followers.
Really?
To prove that he was okay. He actually endangered the lives of Secret Service agents to drive him around so he can wave and parade. He's supposed to be in a hospital. What? You've got COVID-19. He's probably had it since last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got it. Kellyanne has it. Kellyanne Conway. Mm-hmm. Chris Christie has it.
Mm-hmm.
And a host of other people have this. I wonder why Barr doesn't have it, because him and Kellyanne were so close. They were like in each other's face, nose to nose.
Wow. Right.
Last Saturday at this event that they had.
Well, I hate to throw this in, but I'm going to throw it in. But does he really have COVID?
Now, that's a conspiracy theory that people are coming up with, but he looks terrible if anybody's seen him.
Well, at what point, I say this respectfully, has he looked as good?
Okay, there you go. So, yeah. It's a 50-50. Now, a lot of people are saying, oh, he's going to think he has COVID. Then he's going to come out and tell his base, look, I beat it. There's nothing to it. I beat it. So this could be fake news.
Right.
But if it's not fake news, at what point are we going to stop all this and get real?
Right.
Because this is not a game show.
Right, but will we ever know if it's real or fake? Let's keep it real. Let's be honest.
Well, I know how we will know.
Yeah. Don't say it.
Can't say it. But everybody has it. One guy said he had it, and his people came back and said, no, he doesn't have it. So that could kind of sound like a conspiracy, like they're telling everybody, say you have it. Say right. you have it, so we can all take this. Supposedly take this hydroxychloroquine and all these other fake medications.
Cocktails and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
And say that we overcame it. That's something that we could think if we were into conspiracy theories, but we're not. This man has contracted this disease and he's controlling everything around it again. I think they should just go ahead and give him a Mickey. Make him lay down and sit down and go to sleep somewhere.
Oh,
you know,
oh, shit.
Flip him something. He's got to get rest.
Right, but you might not need a lot of rest if you ain't got COVID. I don't know.
Well, if you're a narcissist and you don't want people to see that you're pictured in a weak way, you're going to hang in there. We all know old people who'll be like, oh, he's sick. They just keep doing and doing and doing. And next thing you know, you go into their service, right?
Yeah, well, that was the main thing that the news was speaking on, and people were really feeling concerned about that. The fact that other countries would look at us as we're weak right now if they don't see the president moving around. So maybe that's why this moving around is happening, to show that he's still in command. And he's still running shit. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't never been running nothing. You need to just put Pitt's name down on the paper and let all these other clowns, Mitch McConnell, whoever else they are, Meadows, and the rest of those knuckleheads keep running things like they've been. Mitch McConnell is the president, in case nobody knew.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Right. He's the puppeteer. He's pulling all the strings, you know.
Wow. But
listen, we want everybody to recover. No one should fall ill to this disease. Right?
No, not at all. Not at all. Excuse me. And not at all.
When you pay $750 in taxes and you get the best medical care ever, that's a special thing.
Yeah. Yeah, very special.
Special. So.
So what's your take, Jimmy?
Well, looking at Fox 5 11 News, that after a sudden drop in blood oxygen levels, Trump's COVID diagnosis continues to improve. I'm thinking that it's not real because. I think you said this last week that he's not in the best shape to, you know, kind of like fight it off in a sense.
Right. He's medically obese, is what the doctor said.
Right. So, you know, with that, I know was he probably has more underlying medical issues. And I don't think that it's real. I think it's a hoax to get, like you said, to, I beat it. And then, you know, everybody's going to follow.
Whatever he say after
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I think a lot more will probably fall off by the wayside if they do that.
Right. Yeah. Well, I guess we just have to wait and see because I saw some things that said he would be back tomorrow.
Really?
Possibly. Yeah.
That's what I heard too, that they might release him tomorrow. But we'll see. I don't know. This is the most baffling thing.
It is
baffling.
Yeah. Very, very different. Coming up. Yeah, coming up to an election, really, really different, man.
And this is a way he could postpone the election, too. You know, all kind of trickery going on here.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the part that makes you come to the conclusion of a conspiracy is because it's too odd. It's just the time, and it's like, you got to be kidding me. After you saying that the virus is going to disappear and don't worry about it, send your kids back to school, and you end up with COVID. I mean, it makes it just so strange. It's hard not to come up with a conspiracy theory about it, honestly.
Wow.
Honestly. I mean, that's how I look at it. I mean, because I don't want to be made to look stupid. See what I'm saying? When I'm watching this look so odd and so strange, and I'm just going to go with it. Oh my God, the president's ill. He has COVID-19. You know, and if it's real, let's be clear, people. We all are on this line saying, you know, we pray that he gets better because he's a human at the end of the day. So we don't want to see nobody die. You don't come back from dying. You see what I'm saying? So nobody wants to see him, his family, or anybody die from this horrible, horrible disease. But at the end of the day, it's like, what if that's not even the case? Then this is one of the horriblest things you could do to the public and the American people is lie and say that you have COVID and don't. And I'm not saying either way what it is, but at the end of the day, it's still horrible. All of it is horrible. I'll just leave it at that before I say something.
That's right.
Yeah, knock our channel off or some shit.
Exactly. Because Twitter said that they will be taking people off Twitter if they say anything negative.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why you think Biden and all the and the whole Democratic Party saying they taking off all they negative commercials or ads off of television? They ain't running no more negative ads about the about his campaign at all.
But that's stupid because Trump has increased his.
But see that keeps bringing conspiracy theories into it. See what I'm saying? We could sit on here all night at this point, just off what you just said.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second, guys. Talk real fast. I got to do something. Hold on.
Okay. So, yeah. Jimmy, what do you got planned for tomorrow, Jimmy?
Nothing at the moment.
Oh.
Probably going to do a lot of relaxing, do a little R&R.
Yeah, it's nothing like relaxing on a weekday, exactly. Right? Good.
Yeah, what you?
I plan on getting a lot of work done myself. Okay. Actually, I have a lot of things to do. Yeah. So, wait a minute. Do we have sound effects playing?
Hello, guys. I'm back. Y'all talking?
Do we have sound effects?
Huh?
Did we just have sound effects?
Oh, you guys heard that? Y'all didn't hear that, did you? What y'all just hear? What y'all just hear?
Sound effects?
I thought I was far enough away.
The sound of rushing water.
The Bud Ice is running through me.
The sound of rushing water, like when the waves crest upon the sand.
Oh my God! My bad, people. I apologize. I should have muted. I should have muted out. My bad.
Well, you can edit.
No, we let everything ride over here. We'll do it.
Is this a ratchet show? Please let me know now.
Oh yeah, we're not editing nothing.
Oh Lord. Okay. Oh,
what you get?
Well, are we done, late people?
Are we done? I say we are done.
We are done. All right. Well, we had a great time with you guys again. Tune in, and we always welcome you. Please email us if you want to come on and talk about how crazy we talked on this show. The next time we come on, and you know you can speak your piece again. I say we ain't scared. Sassy Sandy is from New York. Jimmy is from Georgia. And I'm from the west side of Chicago. So we ain't got no problem with no smoke. So bring the smoke. If you got some smoke, bring it. We'd love to talk with you and have a good, intelligent conversation about all of our points that we don't agree on.
Right.
But look forward to hearing us in a few days. And also, I'm going to be putting, you can go to our Instagram pages. I'm going to put them in the description. And in a few days, I'm going to put up where you can go to the link and subscribe to the His Digital Radio podcast platform on YouTube. And you can subscribe to our channel early. You know what I'm saying? Because we're still getting things together, as well as getting this cooking show together. Got a few records we're releasing. Short film, so we got a lot going on, but just hang in here with us. You know, we're tightening everything up, but yeah, we'll be getting that link to you as well, and look forward to the next show. And you know, we love you guys, all our listeners, man. Continue to listen. You know, we getting nothing but better. You know, so we have fun doing this, and really appreciate you guys, the ones that's listening. Feel free to donate. I'll have where you can donate at in the description as well. And we're going to keep doing this thing. We're going to keep bringing y'all a lot of fun, a lot of joy, a lot of smiles. You know what I'm saying? So, till next time. We out.
Bye. Jimmy, we're going to get him back next week, okay? Don't worry about it. I'm going to help you.